I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. There is a line that connects Nigeria and Pakistan, and that line has a name, Malala Yousafzai. You'll recall she's the Pakistani girl who was shot in the head by the Taliban 3 years ago. They didn't approve of her activism in favor of girls' education. Malala not only survived, but she's continued her activism, even coming out in vocal support of the nearly 300 girls in Nigeria who were abducted by the extremist Boko Haram last year. And today we have updates on both those stories, Malala's and the abducted Nigerian girls. First to Malala, a court in Pakistan today handed down long sentences to 10 men for their role in the attack against her. My BBC colleague Mobeen Azhar is covering the case in Pakistan, and I asked him to explain the ruling.
Well, there were 10 men that were sentenced, and they all received a sentence of a minimum of 25 years each. But details are quite sketchy. And there's some major omissions as well, because the biggest omission really is Ataullah Khan, who's a 23-year-old man. He's a known Taliban member. He was the main suspect, and he wasn't mentioned today. It's not known whether he was actually facing trial, or there's rumors, in fact, that he has actually escaped and is now living in Afghanistan. Now, that poses some real problems, because in terms of this being a result, you know, it is good. Sure, it's progress that 10 men have been sentenced. That sends a clear message. But what does it really say if the chief suspects and the four men who were thought to have actually mounted the bus and attacked Malala, if they haven't even been referenced today, is that really justice?
What has been the reaction that you're hearing to this sentence of 25 to life for these men? Is it a sense of justice for Pakistanis?
Well, if I was to sum it up in one word, I'd say the response has been quite cynical, actually. Now, I speak to lots of colleagues and journalists over in Pakistan, and many of those people have said this is quite a token verdict. So it's a way for the government to say, look, we are taking this problem seriously. We are sentencing people. But is it really justice? You know, the fact that there's these huge omissions means that I think this will be an ongoing case. And until people like Mullah Fazlullah, who is the leader of the Pakistani Taliban, and Ataullah Khan are brought to justice, I don't think we can truly say that the Malala case has been concluded.
Well, lest we think this is a narrative of Malala with Pakistan on her side versus the Taliban, it's not that clear, is it? Tell us what Malala's stature is in Pakistan these days.
You know, if you go out into the streets of Pakistan or the marketplaces and you ask people, what is your opinion of Malala Yousafzai, you will receive a really mixed bag of response. And, you know, one of the things that's most surprising is many people in Pakistan, many average people, believe that the whole case of Malala and the story of Malala is part of some conspiracy to discredit Pakistan and the Pakistani people. I mean, this may sound completely shocking. Many people are convinced that Malala is some kind of Western agent who was implanted to disgrace Pakistan.
Why do they believe Malala is a Western agent?
Well, in a word, because it's shameful. Malala has, as we know, she's become a symbol for a much greater struggle. She's become a symbol for education for women in Pakistan and for much of the world. You know, Malala even spoke out when Boko Haram kidnapped women in Nigeria. She spoke out in support of those women. So she's become a symbol of, you know, the absolute obligation that women have to get an education around the world. Now, for many average Pakistanis, they don't want that discussion happening. They think it's shameful for Pakistan, and they'd rather that the rest of the world let them get on and resolve these issues alone. Now, I, for one, and many progressives in Pakistan don't believe things happen in a vacuum in that way. You know, I absolutely believe, and many Pakistanis believe, that it's only with people like Malala speaking up that these discussions will happen, and that's how progress will come about. But in answer to your question, you know, many average Pakistanis on the street do want the whole Malala situation to just go away, really. They really feel it's a discussion that's been shameful for Pakistan, and they see that as a problem, and they see that as a greater problem than the injustice that Malala faced when she was attacked. I, for one, believe they need to pursue this on a much greater level. And that doesn't just involve sentencing 10 individuals. There's prime suspects here who have not been referenced in today's verdict. And more than that, the leader of the Pakistani Taliban is still making statements publicly. He is still releasing YouTube videos, whether it be from Pakistan or whether he is indeed in Afghanistan. And until the Pakistani government deal with these things, it will continue to be a problem.
My colleague at the BBC, Mobeen Azhar, thank you very much.
Thank you, Marco.